tonight, the best and worst of college Hamas encampments. It's May 6th, and this is the Ezra Levant Show.
Shame on you, you censorious thug.
Hi, everybody. I'm actually in Dublin, Ireland. Look at that iconic castle-like gate behind me. I'm here doing a story that we'll bring you tomorrow about a very large anti-immigration march in this city. If you think Justin Trudeau is out of control in Canada with immigration, will you hear about Ireland? So it's been a great day. You can see the sun is sort of setting. So while I'm here working, I want to bring to you a compilation, a medley, if I may, of some of the best and worst footage coverage that we've done over the last few weeks of these Hamas style sympathizer terrorist anti-Semitic things that have been breaking out like measles across universities, not just in Canada but in the United States and elsewhere, from UBC to U of T to TMU to Columbia to the Fashion Institute of Technology. We've had eyes on a ton of them. McGill also, our friend Alexa Lavoie out there. So for the course of the next half hour, here's the best and worst of Hamas encampments. I'll be back in Canada tomorrow, and you don't want to miss my coverage from here in Dublin of the anti-immigration march. Till then, enjoy this coverage of a very difficult and challenging subject, namely these foreign-funded, radical-directed, non-student-driven student protests.
Alexa Lavoie reporting for Rebel News here on the ground at McGill University, where anti-Israel protesters have occupied the campus with their encampment for 6 days. Tensions have escalated with reports of intimidation and anti-Semitic chants on campus.
Intifada Shabia!
Intifada
Shabia! Viva, viva, intifada!
Police have separated the two groups by closing off some of the access to the property where the encampment is located. Now, let's speak with people on the ground and let's see what they have to say to me today.
This isn't daycare, this is higher education. McGill is a university. You want to talk, you want to have dialogue, you want to have discussion. There's no pushing, there's no shoving, there's no name calling, there's no throwing. That's what university is about. Get back to class, this isn't daycare.
The people on the other side of the fence inside McGill have been taken advantage of, and some of them are very cynically trying to advocate for the genocide of the Israeli and Jewish people.
Professional agitators have taken over my alma mater. I went to McGill, and to see it taken over by professional agitators and who are now monopolizing our entire discourse of our province, all of a sudden taken over, hijacked by people who don't know the difference between Hamas and hummus.
As a student who is soon entering the university system, I don't know what to expect, but we are here today to show that we are proud. We will not stand down. We have a country. This is not 1939 anymore.
These people in the encampment, they're doing illegal things. They don't have the right to set camp on McGill campus. They're standing for something wrong. They're clearly anti-Semitic.
I think it's a really important thing to stand up for who we are. We have thousands of years of history. We're peaceful, loving people who only want good for others. We have been persecuted for centuries for absolutely no reason but being Jewish.
I feel it's important that the leaders of any municipality such as mine, who are of the Jewish faith and even of any other faith, should be here to show that we support Israel, we support the Jewish people, and it's literally a shame that Jewish people have to hear death to the Jews, gas the Jews. It's disgusting.
I think it's too long for them to occupy the campus.
We're proud Jews, and we have to stand up for our people. And you know, the fact that wealthy, educated people who go to a beautiful institution, or a once beautiful institution called McGill, are protesting on behalf of Hamas, a terrorist organization, and these people pretend to be preoccupied with women's rights, gay rights, LGBTQ rights, and then stand for Hamas after the atrocities they committed on October 7th, it's a testament to how morally decadent our society has become.
There is no stoppage on the Jewish students going on to courses. What are you talking about? The campment is here. It's not blocking anybody's way. All the students, they are free to go wherever they want, and they are going. Actually, it's not in the end of the term, okay? So the second thing, even if it were at the middle of the term, the second semester, I'm sure the people who are camping here, they are not making any blockages against anybody attending any courses.
We stood far away from them. We didn't interrupt them. We didn't do anything. We didn't say anything. We actually had a conversation, a nice conversation with someone from there. Once they recognized us, the entire crowd, they just came to us. About 20 jihadists, 25 jihadists came to us, surrounded me specifically, and started to scream, "Go back to Europe, all the Zionists are racist." And they screamed, they were screaming, "Go back to Europe," for about 5 minutes. And I told them, "Guys, my family is from Iraq. I'm not even from Europe." So they said, "Go back to Iraq." The problem is that Jews cannot go to Iraq. Jews cannot be in Iraq anymore.
How do you feel to see people like actually walking and trampling the Israeli flag?
I am not intimidated. They can do what they have to do, but we're not going to stoop to their level. And let's just get them out of here. Eventually, Montreal enforcement is going to come once the McGill injunction is going to kick in, and this whole encampment is going to be done. But yes, no, I'm not intimidated.
Well, Van here for Rebel News. I'm in Vancouver for other business, and I had a meeting at the University of British Columbia today, and I walked by, and one of these U.S.-style, foreign-funded, professionally organized pro-Hamas protest encampments has popped up in the heart of the university. Now, final exams are over. Most of the students have vacated the university. But behind me, every ragamuffin around, including, I emphasize the professional organizers. There's a terrorist group called Samidun. It's a pro-Palestinian terrorist group similar to Hamas. It's regarded as a criminal terrorist organization in other countries such as Germany. Because Justin Trudeau is our prime minister, it's not banned here in Canada. And one of the Samidun organizers is behind this. Of course, foreign funding, of course, professional Antifa funding. I tried to talk to some of the folks here. Obviously, as soon as they see a camera, they say, "Who are you?" And they try and block it. I think he's right. It shows how thin-skinned you are. Just like my experience at Columbia and the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City and the experience of my colleagues across the country, these folks really don't have a lot of arguments. They're more cult members who delegate the communicating to the senior organizers, and many of them are professional haters from Antifa or whatnot. As I was walking by, two people just on the street recognized me, partly because I'm wearing a Rebel News shirt. And they came up and talked to me. Here, I'll show you how those conversations went. I'm here at UBC with Joe.
Hello.
So tell me about yourself and what it's like being on campus with the, the Palestinian protests these days.
Well, I mean, I'm a fourth year major in poli sci. I'm graduating this year. And since October 7th and the horrible massacre of all the Jewish people there, I was actually in the kibbutz that got massacred in August in Israel, Kfar Azza. And it's just been an environment of intimidation and harassment towards anything that's not matching their views, essentially. Like, it's just been horrible. They've been harassing Jewish students, chanting Intifada, revolution, calling for basically terrorist acts. And it's just a horrible environment for campus. And now they've set up this encampment, which just will serve to further intimidate Jewish students and those who feel like they need to speak out.
Are you a student here?
I'm not a student. I'm a parent of a student, and I live on campus.
Oh, yeah. And how do you feel about this encampment here?
Well, same as I feel about the rest of the encampments. It's horrifying. It's anarchy. It's hateful. It's not doing good to anyone. I'm appalled that the university is not doing anything like many other universities, and I hope they would speak up.
Are you Jewish yourself?
No, I am not.
How do the non-Jewish students feel about this? Like, there's a lot of international students. Are most students here just sort of nose to the grindstone, do their studying, or is this a political kind of campus?
I would say that UBC is kind of a more sciencey campus, so it's a little less involved. Most students are nose to the grindstone. We have quite a large like international population that's not as interested in this, but so it's a small population on both sides that is doing all the advocacy and political work.
I can see that Ryerson is getting proactive. They don't want those shenanigans on campus, clearly. And so far, nobody has scaled the fence to erect an illegal campout. But you know, isn't the irony perverse? I am sure the woke people here at Ryerson, they would hate the fact of the U.S. developing a Trump-style wall on the southern border to keep the illegals out. And I'm including the administration there. And yet, when it comes to preserving their own backyard, oh no, you riffraff, you stay out. You're not going to stage your little mini Kristallnacht on our campus.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free!
University of Ottawa has a group of students that is joining a broader trend that's growing across universities in the English-speaking world. We've seen similar protests at New York University, at Columbia University, also here in Canada. We've seen it at McGill University, where demonstrators who we can broadly say, let's say, are pro-Palestine or anti-Israel, are aggregating and agitating against what they call war crimes or genocide being perpetrated by Israel against Palestinians in Gaza and in the West Bank. The protesters are demanding that university administrators disclose and divest from any sort of financial overlap or tie to interests or persons related to Israel. The protesters have a sort of BDS-style series of demands, BDS being the acronym for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanction Against Israel. So the demand is to disclose and divest. The protesters want the university administration to disclose all of its investments, and any of them that may relate to Israel should be terminated. Not long after I attended this demonstration, a minder for this protest began to advise all the demonstrators that I was a right-wing chud and I was an agitator. Essentially, everyone there obeyed their master's orders and refused to talk to me at all, despite my good faith, sincere invitation for these people to share their remarks as to why they're there, what they sought to achieve, what their goals are, what their perception is of the ongoing conflict in and around Israel. There was one exception, one older Arabic man who shared some remarks with me. But other than that, once this minder, middle-aged white man, got his message out as to who I am, according to him, he had quick obedience from essentially everyone in the protest. Would you want to do an interview with me on camera? Tell us why you're here and what the purpose of the demonstration is about?
Exactly.
Maybe you want to share your name or your rationale for being here? All right, how about you? Would you want to talk to me for a few moments? Tell our audience why you're here, what the motivation for the demonstration is?
Who are you?
My name is Robert Krejcik. I'm with Rebel News.
Which one?
I'm with Rebel News.
Okay.
They're far right wing people. They're
I can speak for myself, but.
They're the people who are involved with the convoy.
Are you saying sorry to me or saying sorry to him?
No, actually, I listen to him because I am with them. I'm here just because I want to stop the genocide from Israel side, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about that? Like, what's the purpose of the demonstration? How does this demonstration seek to end what you describe as a genocide?
Okay. Because the Israel government, they pay for every media, okay? Like your media or whatever, if they pay you or not, but I'm sure they pay.
We're not being paid by Israel.
Who's? Wait, for whom? IBAC?
We're not paid by AIPAC or Israel.
No?
No.
Why they refuse why they refuse to talk to you.
I can't explain why this guy will do what he's doing. I can just answer your own questions on my own behalf.
Anyway, we are here to stop genocide in Gaza. We are here to ask for freedom for Palestinian people. We are here for peace, okay?
Well, give me it straight up. You guys seem like regular guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask me, it's not my favorite thing in the world. You know, I'm not going to say you can't protest, but I think that it's honestly like they're just disrupting so much. To be quite honest, it's just like finals are all messed up, classes are messed up, we're going virtual, stuff like that. These things have just like, it just kind of stresses the regular student out, like, especially with like the football on top of it. We're like going, doing this and that, and this is all going on. We have to worry about whether we can get in through this gate, that gate. We're all closed off. It's like, it kind of feels like we don't have our own, it's not our school anymore, in a way.
Let me ask you this. I know that you know, there's protests, but then there's been some what I would call anti-Semitic actions. Yeah. Are you aware of any Jewish kids or other kids who think, I don't want to even go to school anymore because I feel, you know, like it's sure. not my place?
That's what all the professors, like, that's why we're all doing a bunch of virtual stuff now, because these Jewish kids are scared. You know, that's the problem. That's what I think. I think it's all great when people, you know, express their, you know, their rights and stuff like that. But like, I feel like this is just taking it a step forward, just a step a little too far. You know, the anti-Semitic stuff is like just not, it's not cool.
You know, I didn't go to a gorgeous school like this. I went to a good school. I'm not putting down my school in any way. But seeing this beautiful place and just, I'm sort of homesick for what I didn't have, you know. And what's on my mind is these guys getting an amazing opportunity and using it for this instead. That's what, and I'm not even from here, but I feel that way.
Yeah, I clearly agree. Our dad also, he's from Africa, immigrated here when he was 17. And he went to college here, and he thinks the same thing. He thinks sort of like it's just a bunch of, I'd say, probably privileged kids that don't really know a whole lot about the situation, that they're just there to fight and be in something, I guess. And so these kids are just using this money from the school, from banks, and from their parents and stuff like that, and kind of just wasting it away and just kind of just using it towards something that just they could do in another way.
We all commit to remain grounded in why we enter the space. Can journalists go in there?
No. The students are asking that journalists listen to the press conference over there, and there will be an opportunity to ask questions over there from the students who are participating in the encampment.
Now, there's probably like 100 reporters there. I don't think it's likely that I'd be able to get my question.
I'm just here to de-escalate. I don't actually know why you're filming me. Yeah, I'm just here to de-escalate and help keep everyone calm.
I'm so calm, I'm almost asleep.
Your best opportunity for talking to the students is to go over there. You can ask questions at the press briefing.
No, we're sorry, you're press. You have a microphone.
My microphone.
That guy's a Jew.
Okay, just like that, you gotta go.
You gotta leave. That's also against our community guidelines.
No, you gotta get out of here. You gotta get out of here.
Thanks a lot.
You gotta get out of here.
They won't let me in because I'm a Jew, and they won't let you in because you don't.
Because I'm anti-Semitic.
They really have both ends of this thing covered.
Just world, and we know that we are on the right side of this.
They've been standing strong, you know, with their fellow students, and are committed to standing in solidarity with the people of Gaza and Palestinians more largely. I think what the students here are trying to do is remind the world that there's a genocide happening in Gaza. Our politicians, our president even, seems to continue to try to take attention away from that and attention away from his act of complicity in arming Israel and engaging in this genocide. And the fact that these students have gotten their attention, I think, is incredibly impressive, and hopefully we'll pressure them to put their attention back to the people of Gaza.
I'm Alexa Lavoie reporting live from Montreal. And behind me, you can see anti-Israel encampment located at McGill University, where students and supporters have decided to occupy the area to call for the institution to completely sever ties with Israel. Is the first of its kind in Canada.
Are you a student at McGill?
Yeah.
How do you feel to see your campus being taken in a stage by pro-Hamas, anti-Israel protester?
I mean, we've seen this in the U.S. and some places, some universities have reacted really poorly. Some people have allowed police to take the measures, you know, that are necessary. This morning, McGill sent out an email to all students and faculty saying that the encampment violates the student code of conduct and would not be allowed, and now they're refusing to act on it. They're refusing to allow police presence on campus. So McGill refuses to protect their students. I was currently, like, I was just studying for my finals in the library and I could hear them. So I can't be a productive student here. And it's not a safe environment for me because every time I walk, I'm harassed, I'm followed, people scream at me. People know who I am because I'm a Jewish student at McGill and I'm vocal about it. So I'm constantly harassed on this campus and McGill administration refuses to do anything about it or to protect their Jewish students. For them, these are people that didn't know anything about this conflict before 6 months ago and just decided to make it the biggest part of their personality just because it's convenient to hate Jews and it fits into their narrative.
Behind me, they are not people who are anti-Israel. They are Antifa because this is Antifa tactic. They are there for disturbing, growing the agenda. They are not really there for, you know, for the cause. If you really ask them question about the conflicts between Israel and Palestine, they probably don't know much about it. They are just there for, you know, they are just privileged students. They are rich students and they are here for, on the dime of their parents. Probably their parents didn't know they are here. And most of them wear masks. Why they wear masks? Because they don't want to be recognized. Do not touch. Tu vas voir mon avocat bientôt. On est capable de reconnaître ton visage très, très, très rapidement. Tu veux pogner sa face?
On t'a pogné sa face.
Vous êtes vraiment agressif, hein? C'est pas le bienvenu. En passant, là, vous n'avez pas le contrôle sur l'université. C'est McGill qui a le contrôle sur l'université. Est-ce que vous êtes un étudiant, parce que vous avez l'air quand même assez âgé.
Recule pas, c'est moi qui recule.
Hein? Est-ce que vous êtes un étudiant ou est-ce que vous êtes un professeur?
We don't like this question. We don't like this question.
Oh! Oups! Hey, j'ai fait ton sel, hein?
Oh! Pourquoi? Est-ce que tu veux me menacer de prendre mon cellulaire?
Je suis en train d'être menacé. Je suis en train
t'es-tu en train de me menacer de quelque chose?
Pourquoi me menacer, voyons, hein? Hein? T'es-tu en train de me menacer? Ah, oh, on se fait des bisous, vas-y, on se fait. Allez, vas-y. On se fait des bisous de caméra, c'est ça, hein? Vas-y.
Vous faites quoi que ce soit, là, en ce moment, là, puis la police, elle va s'en venir.
Oh, puis la police,
elle va s'en venir. Puis moi, je sais exactement qui est là.
Fasciste en Normanie! Pas fasciste en Normanie! Pas de fasciste dans nos manifs! Pas de fasciste dans nos manifs!
Qu'est-ce que c'est un fasciste?
C'est dans nos manifs! C'est quoi un fasciste?
They are just harassing us. They are Antifa. Some people are just want to cross the street and they just want to walk and they need to go on the street to be able like to cross into the street because they are blocking everybody who try to pass through. This is hilarious. Those people have like, do you agree with those people to just like come with umbrella and just like try to harass people?
Listen, I can only speak for myself.
Oh,
I believe like anything that is in public, you have the right to film. Mm-hmm. If it's in plain view, you have the right to film this building, this police officer, whoever. So I believe in those essential freedoms. I don't know who those people were, and I believe in freedom of press and freedom of inquiry and photography.
There is some Jewish student who was impacted by the October 7th. And
I believe October 7th was an inside job. Israeli military personnel who served on the border have said that themselves.
These guys have bad intentions.
You know us, and he is free to express his own opinion. You don't need to control everybody else.
Well, I believe that this is a grassroots protest. Anybody could come here. You may have infiltrators, instigators. We see this at Columbia University protest, where you actually had teachers posting signs pretending to be pro-Palestinian supporters, but really agitating. And I'm not saying every incident of disrespect is staged, but there are definitely incidents that have been staged.
Do you care about the feeling?
I'm trying to ask the question.
Yeah, but because you don't answer the question. Do you care about the feeling of the Jewish student who see that and feel intimidated and harassed on their own campus?
I don't see why Jewish students would feel intimidated and harassed by a protest that is protesting a disproportionate, brutal war response. That anybody could come here and say things. I speak for myself. From what I understand, the river to the sea basically means, from what people have explained to me, it means freeing an area from apartheid, from discrimination, from colonial settler, brutalities.
Hi there. Just wondering if somebody wanted to come on camera. Well, I guess that's our answer. I just wanted to hear their side of the story, and they resort to chanting. And I've also noticed, you know, I thought we were more than 2 years away from the masking mandates in Ontario, and yet there is a disproportionate number of people with this protest wearing their face diapers. So you have to ask yourself, folks, are they that overly concerned about COVID, which I thought was in the rearview mirror, or is this about disguising themselves? Are they maybe up to nefarious intentions? But as you can see, we are clearly not allowed to come into the encampment. So maybe we can find somebody on the other side of the fence that might want to come on camera. Let's see. Hi, ma'am. What do you make of this occupation? Oh no, I'm not COVID positive.
I don't know.
Oh, okay then.
Okay, I'm supporting them.
Okay.
I'm here.
And I understand they want the U of T to sever ties with Israeli companies, with Israeli universities.
Divest. Okay. Divest and boycott. Yes.
All right. Now, why do you think that's a good idea?
Why? For the same reason that I thought that was a good idea when it was going on around South Africa. Because Israel is an apartheid state and there is a genocide going on right now. And I would like to, my universities in my country to stop supporting genocide.
You know, I'm curious what makes you support the idea that Israel is equivalent to apartheid South Africa.
Because Israel is equivalent to apartheid South Africa in all of its policies, in the way that it has treated the Palestinian population for 75 years, in the way that it has stolen people's land and resources, and in the way that it has treated the Palestinians.
But aren't there Arabs who are part of the Israeli Knesset?
I'm not interested in this argument with you.
How do you feel about the way members of the LGBT community are treated in Gaza?
You really are that concerned about that?
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to throw people from a rooftop based on sexual orientation.
Can you prove that?
Oh, it's well documented.
Who's documented that? Show me. No, show me the evidence. Show me the evidence. In the same way that you said that people that Hamas raped people on October 7th and there was absolutely no documentation.
Oh, that didn't happen.
That is fake news. That is fake news, and you're spreading fake news. So I'm not interested in arguing with you about something that has absolutely no basis.
Now, I should note, folks, my cameraman, Efren Monsanto, beat me to the scene, and I'm glad he was here early. He caught a really disturbing incident in which an elderly woman was swarmed and pushed simply for walking on this property. Here, check it out.
Can I ask you, like, what happened there?
They won't. I was walking through. I live in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They won't let you in. They surround you. They intimidate you. They
you lie, don't you? See? What's your message to, like, the elected leaders or maybe the university president?
This is the city of Toronto, and people used to be able to walk freely. This has all just been done for everybody to enjoy. not just for a group of people that can tell you, they don't show you any identification, they just come over, they intimidate you, they harass you, anti-Semitic slurs.
And yet, nobody from Toronto Police, nobody from campus security seem to have a problem with that.
Ezra Levant here for Rebel News. I'm actually at the Fashion Institute of Technology in Manhattan, where, I don't know, I guess in the last hour or so, a group of pro-Hamas supporters stormed into the lobby of the Fashion Institute of Technology and have set up an echo camp of what's at Columbia. The anti-Semites therein want the university or the institute to cut all ties with Israel, and they put Israel in quotation marks. I spoke to some of the kids outside who really didn't have a clue what was going on. They didn't know much about Gaza or Israel. I asked them what they had to say about the Uyghur genocide. Those are the Muslims in Western China who were literally put in concentration camps. They don't know any of that. They prefer to chant. But there are organizers. We know in Canada that, for example, Iran has 700 agents in Canada actively pumping up an anti-Semitic protest. Let's see what the fuss is about around here. Many of the people protesting are not students. Not surprisingly, they wear masks. I think the funniest moment of the day, and I've only been here for about an hour, is seeing people with flags that aren't even the Palestinian flags. What country's flag is this? What flag is this?
Palestine.
Is this a Palestine flag?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Hi, do you know what flag this is?
I'm not sure, but it's not the Palestine flag.
She says it's not the Palestine flag. Did you just pick it up or did someone give it to you?
It was given to me. Sorry.
I don't think that's the Palestine flag. What's the protest about?
Palestine and the eviction of two students and the firing of an RA.
Do you live here in New York or did you come here from another place?
I dorm here.
Where are you from originally?
Mexico.
Oh, Mexico. Are you going to boycott class or is it just sort of like a one-day protest?
I'm hoping it goes for more than one day.
Is it expensive to be a student here?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's expensive?
Yeah.
Are you worried that, you know, you're going to miss out on your education?
I mean, absolutely, but there's things that are more important.
I'm glad people are showing up and supporting.
And why are you glad people are showing up and supporting? What are they supporting? Help me understand. I just got here 1 minute ago.
The students of FIT are protesting for Free Palestine. They're under a devastating genocide right now, and it's about time the whole city stands up and is loud about something so horrible.
And what should be done?
A lot of universities, including FIT, have connections to Israel. They should divest all of their money and all of their associations with Israel. There are charges against certain students for protesting, and they should drop those charges. Everybody should be loud and help this finally come to an end.
One of the grossest things, and this is typically an Iran move, is that there's an extremely small sect of Jewish, a fringe Jewish group, that when they're asked to, they come and purport to represent Jews. You can see the ultra-Orthodox back there with anti-Semitic comments. Why would you come and shame your fellow Jews? Aren't you a shunda for the goyim? How much have you been paid to be here and be a Jewish anti-Semite?
How much are you paid, sir? How much are you paid?
Who pays you to be here to be a shunda for the goyim?
How much are you paid?
How much money will you take to be an anti-Semite? How do you feel about being an anti-Semite?
Murderers,
how much are you paid to be here? How much are you paid to be here? How much are you paid to be here?
Get out of here! Murderer.
How much are you paid to be here? Who pays you?
Murderer! Murderer!
Murderer! Shame on you, murderer!
Iran?
Murderer! Iran shame on you! Shame on you, murderer!
Who pays you?
Videotaping your shitty show, bro.
Murderer!
Who's paying you to be here? Who's paying you to be here? Who's paying you to be an anti-Semite? A Jewish anti-Semite. A Jewish anti-Semite.
Shame on you!
What's your
shame
name?
Shame on you is my fucking name! Shame on you!
Palestine, free 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 Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Okay,
what they want.
Make it happen, man.